A new report warns that in the future, droughts in the West will be longer and more severe. That means water levels in the Colorado River could reach even lower levels than those seen now after 7 years of drought. As NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports, that is grim news for the millions of people who rely on the river for water.
Bob Grippentog sees the impact of the drought every day. He manages a marina on Lake Mead, the massive reservoir behind the Hoover Dam on the Colorado River. Grippentog says it's abundantly clear that demand for that water has far exceeded the supply. You just have to look at the cliffs around the lake.
You see a big white, like a bathtub, ring around it. That's alkali that was deposited when the water was high. That's about 100 feet high right now.
In fact, the lake is 90 feet lower than historic averages. That's bad news because the water stored in Lake Mead nourishes agriculture in much of the Southwest, and it keeps taps flowing in Southern California, Nevada, Arizona, and Colorado. The lake is so low that Grippentog had to move his marina 12 miles to deeper water, and just last week, part of another marina, boats and all, moved to his harbor.
We actually floated them just like a tugboat pushing a barge down the river. Yeah, it's a pretty good sight when you look out across there and all of a sudden there's a marina moving down the lake.
The low water levels on the Colorado were of great concern to officials at the National Academy of Sciences, which advises the government. The officials asked a panel of experts to figure out what the latest science had to say about the future of the river. In particular, the experts looked at studies of tree rings. The rings show rainfall patterns over the past several hundred years. It turns out that the last century was relatively wet. But before that, tree rings show that droughts were longer and more intense. Connie Woodhouse says several droughts over the last 500 years were far worse than anything in modern history. She's a tree ring expert from the University of Arizona in Tucson who was on the panel.
This record suggests that these kinds of droughts that we see in the long-term record could occur in the future, given just natural variability by itself.
And the report says climate change likely will make future droughts even worse. Ernst Smeerden, also from the University of Arizona, chaired the panel.
The preponderance of scientific evidence certainly suggests that the warmer temperatures will reduce Colorado River flow and water supplies in the future. We think, in all probability, there will be droughts in the future that will be more severe than anything that we have experienced.
Smeerden predicts that the current system for divvying up water from the Colorado will have to change. Conservation efforts probably can't save enough water over the long term to satisfy everyone. He says farmers probably will have to give up water to send to cities, and policymakers will have to make painful trade-offs.
The Colorado River is the lifeblood of the people that live in Arizona and southern Nevada and the upper basin of Colorado. These are states and regions that are growing much more rapidly than any place else in the United States. So this is a very, very serious problem.
The expert panel says state and federal officials need to be realistic about how much water the region will need in the future, and it urges them to plan for what they'll do if the Colorado River provides much less water than it does today. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.